Pretend or pretend. Pretending is something most of us can relate to from childhood. Young children pretend play alone and with friends. It is fun to pretend you are a superhero, a cowboy riding a broomstick horse, or a princess in beautiful clothing and precious jewels. They live in the moment, focused on the story in their imagination as they run, play, and have fun. Pretend means to behave so as to make it appear that something is the case when in fact it is not. Lay claim to it. Pre means before or prior to. Tending means to regularly or frequently behave in a particular way or have a certain characteristic, or to go or move in a particular direction. During my research into the power and importance of creative imagination, I was inspired to change my perspective around the deeper meaning of pretending. It is becoming much more accepted by humans that we live in a universe made up of energy and frequency. Remember, humans once thought the Earth was flat. How times have changed. There have been extensive studies and research by neuroscientists and metaphysicians around the powerful energy of our thoughts and feelings. When we think something, our brain releases the chemical peptides that we experience as emotions or feelings. The more we focus our energy on something, it increases our vibrational frequency around that belief, attracting things in harmony with our dominant vibration. Metaphysical teachers such as Neville Goddard, Charles Hanal, and Ernest Holmes advocate the importance of imagination. Creating the thing we desire in our mind through thought alone until we feel ourselves already living or experiencing this desire. Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between a real or an imagined experience. The chemical peptides released in the brain are the same whether you are physically doing something or simply imagining you are doing it. Imagination. Imagination means the faculty or action of forming new ideas or images or concepts of external objects not present to the senses, the ability of the mind to be creative or resourceful. The key is to imagine ourselves living from our desires, not just thinking of our desires. If you are thinking of something, you are separate from it. You are an onlooker, still experiencing the lack of the thing you want. If you think from something, you are a part of it, in it, doing it, experiencing it in thought. To think, feel, and imagine something you wish to experience before, pre, you can physically hear, see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, is one of the keys to taking control of your life. The other key is to do this regularly or frequently, tending, so you begin to create new neural pathways in your brain. The stronger the feeling of love, wholeness, freedom, and bliss you can create through thought, the higher the vibration you radiate. Law of Attraction will bring to you things that match your frequency and align the people, circumstances, and synchronistic events to fulfill your desires. The vital thing is to keep your mind focused as if the thing you desire is already happening or has happened. Live in the moment, in your imagination. Heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse 2-4, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." What if the kingdom of heaven is not a place out there in the sky that we only access when we die? What if heaven is here right now? Is your life heavenly or a living hell? Your life experience is a direct result of your beliefs, habits, thoughts, and feelings. You can create love, beauty, joy, bliss, and peace in your world, or hate, ugliness, pain, and fear. You have a choice. Doing nothing is still a choice. Childhood pretending, imaginary play, is a training ground for adult life. From around 3 years of age, we learn to pretend. We make believe and live in the now. Our brain waves are slower at this age, enabling us to stay in tune with our creative inner spirit. The brain waves of children between the ages of 7 to 12 are still relatively low, so they can move between conscious analytical thought and their imaginary world fairly easily. According to Dr. Joe Dispenza, by the time we are around 35 years old, we have become a bundle of conditioned reflexes, allowing habitual thought and behaviour patterns to control us. It takes conscious effort to stop, break away from your daily routine, and allow yourself time to relax, refocus, and reconnect with yourself. He says you cannot create a new reality from the same personality that created where you are now. You have to become someone else through thought, imagination, and pretending. I would like to suggest that pretending is the adult version of childhood pretending. Imagine your idea of heaven. Focus on it regularly. As you change your thinking, you change the neural connections in your brain and body, and you start to become the person you intended to be. As you become her or him within, so your world without will change to match your vibration. If your life is not as you would want it to be as an adult, could it be that you have lost the ability to use your powerful imagination correctly? Have you succumbed to the opinions of others, conformed to invisible rules set out by parents, schools, and peers? Are you ready to become childlike again and reignite your imagination? My creative workshops create an environment that reconnects you with the fun or play school, yet with the adult structure and focus of self-development. If you are in need of some creative me time, where you can get away from your habits, routines and problems for a while, then join one of my monthly creative experience workshops and experience the fun, possibility and inspiration for yourself. The next workshop is on Sunday the 21st of October at 10:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Your investment of £97 will get you a minimum of one creative project that involves an element of recycling. You'll receive a PDF notes to take away and reflect on the day's topic. You'll receive one of my hand-drawn mandalas to colour after the workshop. You'll hear a brief overview of what grief recovery and creative self-discovery involve, and receive light refreshments throughout the day in a safe, peaceful and comfortable environment. Please email any questions or booking inquiries to info@sandraowencreative.com or call Sandra on 0781 361 2955. For further reading, I can highly recommend Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza.